Joining us for a second year in a row is Abby Schott of Hillsborough Girls Soccer, because she's a Dream Team athlete for the second time, going or being a Dream Teamer as a sophomore and now as a junior. 31 goals, 13 assists for Abby Schott this year for a Hillsborough girls soccer team that was able to make it to the Class 3 quarterfinals. But before we get to all that, Abby, I just want to first say congratulations on the honor.
Thank you.
Now, obviously, this is something you're kind of, I guess, getting used to a little bit now, being one of the best athletes in the area. What does that mean to you to be able to put up the numbers that you have?
You know, I couldn't do it without the team behind me. And, you know, we do a lot of stuff in the off season, and we're always just working together. And I've been on the same team with the same group of girls for almost 3 years now, because the majority of us were juniors this year. There was like 15 of us, so we've been playing together for a long time. So that team chemistry really helps.
Yeah, certainly does, and it certainly shows on the soccer pitch as well. And you're one of those players that, as a midfielder, midfielders don't tend to score as many goals. It's usually the forwards. You know, your teammate Jillian Schlody is considered a forward for you. But as a midfielder, you scored 10 or more goals in all 3 years at the varsity level. So from freshman year all the way to now, you've scored at least 10 or more goals, and this year you finally got up to 31. What do you think made the difference between the last 2 years and this year?
You know, freshman year, it was kind of all new, and I didn't really know much about high school soccer. I mean, I've been around it all my life, but I've never actually been playing. And then last year, it didn't help that Jill was out hurt, and our offense was kind of slowed down, and we were thinking about without her, because she's really key, like a big key role in our lineup. So then this year when she came back, she was just a great fit, you know, working better together this year, and it just made things a lot easier, and the flow of the game was just way smoother.
When it comes to this year, as I mentioned at the very beginning, y'all were able to make it to the Class 3 quarterfinals. You wound up losing to Rockwood Summit, but you were able to build on last year, where you guys had lost to Cape Central in the sectional round. So you got past them this year and got to the quarterfinals. Was it the fact that you had experience that last year that you think helped you guys win it this time around?
I think it definitely did, and seeing a different team, you know, like we saw Cape Central last year and they were really strong, and we get to watch them in our tournament here at home, and we kind of knew what we were up against. And then this year we were all pretty mad about the fact that we lost the sectional game last year, because we don't think that should have happened. So when we come into that game, we're just fired up and ready to go, and it showed.
Now, I'm going to get a little ridiculous here with this question, and if you don't want to answer this, I'm okay with that, but your dad is also your head coach, Chris Schott, and as every kid growing up knows, there are moments where a parent completely embarrasses you, and you just want to hide your face forever. Now, have you had any of those moments with your coach on the sideline? Can you bring up any memory that you have where Coach Schott did something that you were completely embarrassed by?
There is nothing at all. You know, he is my dad, but on that side, he's not my dad at all. He's my coach. So looking, you know, we look at each other differently, and it's hard sometimes to split up the coaching and the father, because, you know, like especially with this season, with my success, and, you know, just, it was hard to stop that. But it, you know, when we get home, it's completely different. And we also still talk about the game, but then we just talk about, like, what he wanted to say to me as a dad the whole time. You know, he just never really did anything that made me embarrassed or anything I can think of.
So nothing on the sideline where he, I don't know, threw a soccer ball down because he was upset and it came back and hit him in the face? Nothing like that?
That sounds a little bit familiar. You know, there was one time I know that when he scored a goal and he got excited and threw a ball down, it may have hit him, but I don't know if it was ever out of anger, really. I know that he's gotten mad and thrown his hat down, you know, missing a shot or something, but nothing that was ever too embarrassing.
All right, well, I'm glad to hear it, I guess. I was kind of hoping for something. All right, well, Abby, congratulations again on your second Dream Team selection, and we certainly look forward to what Hillsborough Soccer has in store for the area next year.
Thank you.
All right, that is Abby Schott of Hillsborough Girls Soccer joining us on Regional Radio for her Dream Team interview.